Cold North Wind, a due south story written by Akamine-chan and read by Lutsula. I figured I'd find you here. Ray sat next to Fraser, legs dangling over the edge of the pier. He was close enough that their shoulders brushed companionably, and Ray let himself lean against Fraser briefly. From here, they could see the International Bridge and the Soo Locks. In the distance, freighters moved ponderously through the cold Lake Superior waters. A bitter wind blew off the lake, and Ray shivered, huddling closer to Fraser for warmth. Fraser wouldn't look at Ray. He continued to stare into the murky water. "I'm sorry," he said quietly. "So sorry." His head hung low, shamed and defeated. "I tried." Ray cut him off. "Fraser." He picked up the broad hand from where it rested on Fraser's denim-clad thigh and entwined their fingers together, squeezing gently. It was bad luck. He didn't do anything wrong. Trembling, Fraser whispered, "I should have. If I'd..." The words were choked off. Huffing in exasperation, Ray rubbed tiredly at his eyes. "It's not your fault we drowned." After a moment, Fraser lifted his face up and looked at Ray silently. The sorrow and pain in his eyes made Ray lean forward and kiss him, trying to erase the anguish. "I forgive you," he whispered against Fraser's mouth. "But you need to forgive yourself." Shaking his head, Ray looked over Fraser's shoulder at the lights of Sault Ste. Marie twinkling in the dusk. They were bound tightly to this place by death and guilt. And until Fraser let go, it looked like they'd be here a little while longer. The end. This has been a reading of Cold North Wind by Akamine-chan. You can find more of her stories at akamine_chan.dreamwidth.org, and you can find more of my podfics at lutsula.dreamwidth.org.